You are listening to CJLO News. Real champagne comes from Champagne, France, Parmesan cheese from Emilia-Romagna in Italy, and the Montreal melon comes from the borough of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce in Montreal. The Montreal melon was once a luxury good grown right in NDG and shipped to places like New York and Philadelphia. It was a popular and famous fruit from the 1880s into the mid-1930s, until it went practically extinct. Now, in 2025, a gardening group based out of the Loyola campus is trying to revive and recultivate the Montreal melon and restore it, at least locally, to its former glory. But growing this melon has been a story of trials and tribulations, beetles, bad luck, and theft.
The Montreal melon has been like great mythos among Montreal gardeners.
That was Nico Quinn, the co-founder of Cult of Action, a community gardening and food security group that has been protecting and gardening a plot of land at Loyola campus since 2022. Quinn is the manager of the Loyola plot. Hear them explain a bit of the history of the Montreal melon.
The melon was being sold to very wealthy areas in New York City, Boston, Philadelphia. Most notably, it was served at the Delmonico Hotel, which today is still known for its like kitchen fare. It's a very, very expensive hotel. And it would be sold cartside, so like very, very wealthy people would go to the Delmonico and order the elusive Montreal melon. And it would be brought up by a worker who would slice one melon. It would be $2 or $3, which today would be anywhere from $70 to $100.
The Montreal melon, also known as the nutmeg melon for its distinct nutmeg flavor, was difficult to grow and ship. By the mid-1900s, it began falling out of fashion. And by the 1960s, it was thought to be extinct.
It's a very expensive melon. It's labor intensive to grow and to ship. So it did not serve the international factory food system needs of, you know, being ready to be shipped. It like doesn't continue to ripen once it's refrigerated. So this is why it starts to demand. And now we have the rise of, you know, its descendant, like later on coming the honeydew, the cantaloupe. They're a derivative of this Montreal melon.
But seeds have been discovered in different places since the 1990s for the Montreal melon. Last year, an anonymous source left 200 of the seeds on a desk in Dawson College, belonging to a friend of the garden. The Cult of Action Garden gave away many of these seeds to other local community groups and sold several to hobby gardeners around NDG. But here at the Loyola plot, they focused resources and energy on regrowing the Montreal melon. This notoriously finicky, nearly extinct fruit still proved difficult to grow. Beetles ate many of the melons, others were destroyed by groundhogs. One prized melon remained growing at the Cult of Action Garden, but just as it had almost ripened the morning of this report, the perfect Montreal melon was stolen.
So yeah, it is, and you know, any volunteer who has come, anyone who will listen, I have told, you know, the history and how special it is, and now that they are a part of history. Like anyone who weeds that melon, looks at that melon, I'd be sure to let them know, like, you know, you're one of 100 people who have seen this melon in the modern age. Like it's very special for us all to be invested in it. And now it has been taken. So It's very, we're all devastated. Like, it's been a tough morning because we discovered it today. So it's been like 2 hours of screaming and crying and pounding our fists into the ground because it's been taken. Like, what the heck? And I guess in a way, I hope that they knew what it was, because if they didn't know and they picked an unripe Montreal melon and then not e- like be like, this doesn't even taste good. Like, but they didn't just take a melon. Like, it is a piece of agricultural history, and that a lot of our community members are emotionally bound up in, so it's a huge loss.
Despite this theft, the attempts to regrow the Montreal melon continue around the borough, with this plot at the Loyola campus leading the initiative.
So, for example, some Italians will say it's not limoncello if the lemons aren't from the Amalfi Coast or Sorrento or areas like this. Those are regions. Here in the Montreal melon, this is the NDG melon. because of the microclimate that happens, you know, of course we're on an island, the microclimate that happens in between Mount Royal and the St. Lawrence, and we're on a sloped hill, we're in the valley of this area. So it's a very, very specific microclimate. So a Montreal melon that's grown in Rosemont is not going to be the same as a Montreal melon that's grown in Indigie. It is the most hyperlocal food, vegetable, anything. Like, even Matsutake mushroom is very famous for, you know, Japan. It's also in BC. But, like, the Montreal melon, even the difference in borough, will change the flavor of the melon.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.